source of Kiddush?
Maybe $1, actually. Maybe. It's the Shmaya. He says, the wine, yesterday we saw that, what's the wine? The wine is penetrating what you got into the lowest parts of us. We want to affect our problems. We don't want to shout as much. We don't want to get angry as much. We want to, you know, not be, not let things bother us. Be chapayim, be relaxed, be, you know, be happier, be more connected, more serene. Shabbos Kodesh, you know, Menucha Shabbos. Relax. The Rebbe says, you know, Rebbe Nassim, the Rebbe, because Shabbos should get rid of any fears, any insecurities. Goes away. And it's supposed to stay away. Stand near the statue, it says in the story. Stand near the statue. If you stand near the statue, it's okay. Rebbe Nassim says, the statue is Shabbos. Change children. You stand near Shabbos, you're supposed to lose all your... When you really experience the Shabbos, there's nothing... You're not afraid of anything anymore. You're not afraid. You don't have insecurities. What insecurity? Hashem's right here with you. The reason why we have insecurity is because our emunah is not yet actualized 100%. It's a little shaky. So when it's shaky, you think it's okay. You just have to do a testing all the time. I don't know, like in the desert. Well, will Hashem help us? Won't Hashem help us? He took us out just so we should die in the desert. That's all. Can't be bothered to give us more water. Even after 4 years, just forget it. He's just not going to bother. Just forget it. We're not worthy. We weren't worthy to begin with. It was Hashem's kindness. We have to lose that insecurity. Hashem took care of me until now. You can take care of me for now. Can take care of me from now. I've had much greater miracles, at least as many miracles as I need now. I hope he'll help me further. I'll do my best. But I'm not gonna be insecure, I'm not gonna be worried. I mean, the Rebbe puts it so strong. He said, what are you so worried about? You need to do your best. That's it. You don't need to feel like, oh no, what'll happen? He said, you know, what is the worst that could happen? You die, everyone dies. There he says, everybody dies. It dies this way, dies that way. Everyone dies. He says, so what are you worried about? What's the problem? He says, there's some part of us that's worried. It has nothing to do with who we really are. It's not the real person. It's something that never found us. When someone goes, boo, you jump. He says, what are you jumping about? You didn't have time to think. It's just a natural animal reaction. Wah! So that's not really you. It's not really me. That's not who I am. So some of us sort of, I don't know, life does stuff to us and we feel like someone says, boo, and we just react. We need to think. What am I reacting? Think a little. Think. Where's my thoughts? Where am I? Machshava? Where am I? What happened to Shabbos Kodesh? What happened to Hashem? Hashem, what are you talking about? He cut me off. I'm going to kill him. No, I'm not going to kill him. I'll cut him off back at least. That's not it. I'll, you know. What did one person like to say? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'll get him. Hey, sorry. Relax. That's not exactly it. You know, he cut you off. Maybe he didn't mean it. Okay, relax. Cut him off, and they cut her off, and she cut him off, and till he or she, I don't remember who it was, got out of the car, and bang the window, why did you cut me off? Like, that's just not what you want to, it's not a kiddush Hashem. Like, I don't know, it's hard for people to understand, but even if you get one-upmanship, it's just not, you won, okay, you're one-up, you won, but that's not kiddush Hashem. You're just showing that you're an absolute baby and jerk. That's what it is. Like, I cut you less. Okay, go away, you know. Bang my window still, I'm like, If you're fully religious, that's not good. And even if you're not, it's not generating more love in the world. It's not generating what Hashem wants from us. It's not a Shabbos Kodesh. It's not a Shabbos Kodesh. Horrible destruction. I agree with 3 weeks. Destruction. It's no, we don't have basic marriage. We're missing. We're missing dots. Where's the dots? Where am I? So that's what we saw. That was yesterday. Because today, it brings in like the particular exact inyan that you need to build yourself. And to have connection to Hashem and to keep Hashem with you all the time, even in the lowest place. He said, this is Chachma, we talked about this before, Chachma, Bina, and the two different aspects of Das. So Chachma, Bina, and the two different aspects of Das. So what's Chachma? Chachma means deep serenity with Hashem. You're just with Hashem, but you're above it, there's only Hashem. So all this stuff doesn't matter. I'm not worried about the little stuff at all. I don't care. I'm with Hashem. When you're in that place, you're just on fire, you're just... Not even on fire, beyond that. Not even on fire. You're not, it's just Hashem. You feel the presence of Hashem is right away with you. It's not, it's really compared in a certain way to water. You don't exist. It's just Hashem. It's all good. Everything's wonderful with you. Great. That's Chav. That's Ab. You write the Shem of Ab, Yud Kev of K, all Yuds. Yud Vav Dalad is always the same. And then you have Hey Yud, Vav, Yud Vav, and then another Hey Yud. Yud, like you said before, is the letter used to create the next world. It means this shame is the closest you are, like in the next world, when you're there, you're like really connected, you're really in a good place. just the next world. You're bringing the next world into this. Then you have Bina. Bina is your on fire, but your fiery true person. You throw away bad, you can keep good. You start to see, understand one thing from the other. You know, if I don't do a spoiler list that I shouldn't get angry, I get angry. Well, maybe do a spoiler list that you shouldn't get angry. No, I don't have time. Like, start to figure it out. If you don't eat a breakfast, a good breakfast, you're going to get, you don't sleep enough. You're going to get upset. If you don't do this, if you don't learn this way, if you don't remember Hashem all day. Whatever, everyone is different. I want to, if I do this, I can't remember Hashem. If I do that, I do remember Hashem. I figure out, what do I need to do? To do tshuva, to get rid of the things that are holding me back. There are things holding me back, so we don't realize. Sometimes we do stupid things. We do things that are not what Pishul Hanorach, or you're not allowed to do. And we say, okay, it's a little thing. We don't realize that, like, it's a setback. I don't have a vessel for light now in the same way. So I have to start all over. That's what the Maggid says. The Maggid says, you have to hold on to that spark. You hold the spark, it's okay. When you have coals and they're almost out, but not quite out, it's really easy. You just stoke them, they get fiery. Yes. But when they go out, cold, and then you start all over, get your flint and tinder, and you start again. You can't stoke them anymore, they're gone. It's the same thing with your vacus, the Maggid. Many tell me, I don't know how many times, it must be at least, I've seen at least 10 or 12 different references and sources, maybe the same source, and other sources, this idea. You gotta hold on to your vacus. And when we learn this, I don't know about you guys, but when I learn this, I'm like, what's vacus? Like, I try, I do better, I do worse, this happened, that happened, I mean, this is easy, this is harder. Like, hold on, you're supposed to be in such a place that you just, of course, what do you mean? Of course you're 24 hours in vacus. Then the only question is, when it's a little harder, so you need to hold on a little like that coal, and you're like, wow, I'm like, so not there. Where in the world, like, where am I? Where am I? This happened. I have to do this and this. Go there, yeah. Go here, go there, go there. And you just, where's your Vegas?
How did you find Vegas?
Cleaving and connecting to Hashem, remembering that He's with you in a way that's not only remembering by keeping kosher, which is a great way of remembering, wearing yarmulke, which is great. Everything's good. Everything we do for being a Jew is great. But there's a certain point where it's not only theory, it's like with me now. Hashem's here with me. On any level. Just remembering Hashem. And that's again, that, you know, I have teachers, that's what they do. And Rav Moshe told us, he said, if you know enough, and you learn enough, you have to get to a point where everything you see is connected to Hashem one way or the other way. There's a lot of ways. He said, you need, whatever it is, whatever you see, wherever you go, you're thinking about Hashem. You're keeping Hashem in your consciousness.
So, when somebody says something to you, a question, whatever, and you say the words, Baruch Hashem, that's, whatever else the answer is going to be, the fact that you said those words means that you're thinking.
Absolutely, absolutely. But there are many levels. We want to get to a place where I'm remembering Hashem and I'm seeing Hashem. And we see with Ibn Asan also, before he came to Yisrael, for example, there were many getting hints from all over the place. He says, I got to go to Yisrael, I got to go. He was like getting, mustering up his ruts and desires, yearning. He was impossible to go. He didn't care. He went anyway. And he really took time. He just found himself. He kept finding himself. I gotta find my, how do I get there? What do I do? How do I? This is what's strengthening me, and that's strengthening me. And the other thing, you see different hints. People are living with Hashem. They're saying, what is Hashem telling me? I can't, like, I could say, well, Baruch Hashem in an angry tone. I could say Baruch Hashem and I'm sad. That's not a real Baruch Hashem. It's true, you're right. The Shlokar says, just that Tzadik was always speaking about Hashem, the Medrash, so we have to be that way. And Hashem should always be on our mouth. And yes, it's for sure, it's also a real connection. But there's a level where, you know, I'm remembering Hashem, not only potentially, not only working on it, not only b'makif, which is not part of my level yet, I'm remembering Hashem, it's here right now. And that starts with Bina. Tshuva, understanding what are the things that distance me from Hashem. Well, you know, when I hear the news, I just forget about Hashem, I get so upset. Ugh, this is happening, that's happening. Maybe I should hear the news. Maybe I should stress myself for the news. No, Hashem, I want to remember you, even the news. Like, this is not. But Nasr Bukhari, he didn't like speaking politics, he had to be very careful. What about Hashem? The Kaiser did this and this did that. Where's God in this picture? What are you talking about? He did this and he said this and he said this and he said that and he did this and that one said this. And he said, this, all this politics is a very, very powerful way of forgetting God. So you have to do it with remembering Hashem. You know, it's. He said, you have to. It's like, so. Something like that, if I know going somewhere, doing something, makes it harder for me to reignite, to restart. Well, okay, don't go there anymore.
You hear the news, just by people speaking. You mean,
that's what he was talking about.
We have to go,
he said, you need to have an awareness of Hashem. 6 hours is great. When you do other Abba, let's bring it, it's other Abba. Here, this is the opposite. You say, wow, the news is so bad, we have to really, you know, well, 6 hours, no, we have to, right? That's an incredible response. That's a wonderful response. I'll show you that you're going to do it. I hope I'll be zochel also, at least a little. I'll try.
When he was telling them the story of the Master of Prayer, at the time, you had the Napoleonic Wars, and Napoleon was invading Ukraine.
Sounds right.
And, you know, so he went through the same thing we're going through now.
Oh, yes, that's definitely true. It's definitely true. And the Rebbe said the Russians are going to win. And he said, why are they going to win? Because they're happy. They're going to win. They're going to wipe the Frenchies and whoever else is with them, these Frenchmen and these whatever they are, the mercenaries, whoever they were. He said, because they're not happy. They're not Baptists. The Russians are much more happy and Baptists. What are they happy about? Like, who cares? They're happy and more positive. They're going to win. The Rebbe said the Russians are happier than Napoleon's troops. And they're going to win for that.
They drink vodka.
Whatever the reason, it doesn't matter. You're happy. That's only how he looks. That's to you, because he's the apathetic. He doesn't show emotion. Doesn't he? Depends who, you know, he's.
I see the heavy skin. I know he's the Ethiopians.
They say, yes, there's two answers to your question. Answer number one is that they were happier than the Frenchmen. Answer number two, the Frenchmen were depressed, they're not depressed. They just don't look so happy. And answer number two was that maybe they are happier than you think. The Rebbe says you have to learn how to be happy even in food and drink sometimes. He says, learn physical things. Learn to be happy. Get a happy attitude. Be happy, positive attitude. But they're, you know, they're also, you know, they're not, they're...
I mean, it's the music, it's a play. The people in the South, they're always happy. And then in the North, they're always dark, no sound.
I don't know. All I know is the soldiers of the French people, those people fighting, were a lot more worried or whatever. They're a lot more upset, maybe a lot more arrogant, not happy. The Russians, they were defending themselves, and they were happy. That's just the way the Rebbe said. They're happy, happier, they're going to wipe them. They're going to win them. That's what happened. That's it. So we have to learn how to be happy. We want to succeed, right? We want to win, right? That's, again, this is the story of the Rebendim. The same idea. This is the next level. It's das. So this is the sock. So you drop down the same yud. Then you have hey yud. It's two heys and vav alef vav. It's one step down. You have an aleph instead of one yud. That aleph is bringing Hashem into your life. Then we have ma'aden. Das. Das. Having das. Rabbi Bender said to you, saw someone, he said, I can't make a living. I take pennies, I buy bread, buy whatever I need, this, whatever. I'm making a living. We're not making it. Today, you know, in America or in Israel, you don't make it, so you get some sandwiches here, you go here, you do this. You're working, maybe go around the shul 2 minutes if you have to, such a thing, that's what you need, nebuch. So, whatever. Then, it wasn't so much, you know, it wouldn't help you to go around the shul. And there was no way to get free food, usually. So, what do? You mess up. Again, you get food stamps. Usually, you're starving. Not you starving. You know, no one's going to start yourself hungry. You find food, there's such a chef, there's such a bounty. He said, I'm not making it. Poland, dire, crushing poverty. This is the Rebbe says, if you're happy, hatzlacha, you'll make it. He said, but being happy is the hardest thing. Like, how do you happy, especially in a situation? He said, what won't people do for making a muscle? And if people do anything to make a living, you know what happened? You have Eitzah, do it. So we need to have dots. We need to be real. You have to understand. I'm sabotaging myself. When I'm sad, when I'm upset, when I'm angry, I'm sabotaging myself. The person's angry, he loses a shefa. That's dots. We have chasarim of dots and rules to dots, the two different aspects of dots. One aspect of dots is the chasarim of dots. The chasarim of dots means a person, I'm able to be expansive and happy and hold on to my love for Hashem. And just hang on and say, you know, I'm going to be positive, right? Being happy. Putting it in every, like, being happy. You should be walking with confidence, with joy, smiling, like you say, you know, person's supposed to smile, supposed to be happy. That's chasarim das. Then the gvur to das is have the right kind of limits also. Not tell myself, be lazy, I have to go, I have understanding what I do, cows, and do, I have to move, I have to do. All of this is kiddush. This is all kiddush. You said kiddush, that's the wine. The wine you bring in these mentalities, the chachma bina. And chasarim das, gvur to das, in yourself when you drink the wine, and then you just say another thing, another second. You
know? Getting back to my original question, in that the Rebbe had the same situation of being in a war front, and being able to write such a wonderful story that has such expanse to it with the Master of Prayer, and taking that wonderful happiness, how can we take that and bring it into our lives now, given that we have anywhere from, well, if we're down south, 15 seconds to a minute and a half when we hear the sirens, and everyone's just running around like they're...
There we go. Excellent question. The answer is trying to bring Hashem into my life, especially through doing mitzvahs, kiddush, all these good things. That's how I'm doing. Connect to Hashem, all the good mitzvahs. That's the real answer. You know, the author of Nevada, they blew up Shell. Shell, they were shelling, World War I. Shelling, it's shelling. So it's Friday night, he's making kiddush. See, Carol, in the master vision, everyone's standing, and suddenly, boom, the shelf right next to the house. The whole house shakes. Where do you suppose everyone went? Where do you go when you're shelling? You're shelling, you don't have 15 seconds, you don't have 5 seconds, you don't have 3 seconds. You hear a boom, and maybe there's another one coming. Jump under the table. If there's shrapnel or something, you're okay. So then it was silent. They waited a few minutes. They came back out from the table. Not only was the altar still standing, waiting for everyone to join for kiddush, he didn't spill a drop of wine. He was so strong. Like, so it's booming. So what? Again, that's preparation. That's not something you can do. But you know, you just jump. You know what I mean? Everyone felt they were under the table, and he's like staying there, and not one drop of wine spilled. Doesn't need a tissue. I'm fine. What's the big deal? So it blew up. No problem. Totally powerful. He was like, that's what we're trying to get to. And one of the ways of getting is Shabbos and Kiddush. Kiddush is, Hashem's here. What's the problem? If you have a shield, you know that, not Iron Dome, a real shield that you can't be hit, so you're not going to be worried. Not worried. What's the problem? I have a special wand. By a wave that the guy's gun or his thing can't hit me, can't down me. What's the problem? We don't really feel that, though. You don't feel that. We feel like we're in danger. Or usually you feel like you're in danger because they're not doing anything. But we don't really feel that it's a sham. Yeah, it's hard to remember. It's hard to remember. But you have to know where you're holding. I mean, Rabbi Yashiv, while they were bombing in 48, he didn't want to go downstairs to shelter. And he said, I don't want to go to shelter. I'll learn, and it's going to be fine. His wife was like, I'm going to like lose my head with worry if you're just upstairs learning in the house. He said, I can't learn in the shelter. It doesn't work for me, so I can't. I'm going to stay upstairs. She said, you know what? That's okay. I also want to stay upstairs with you while you learn. It'll be okay. He said, no, I can take responsibility for myself, and nothing will happen to me. I'm afraid that maybe my learning is not good enough to deal with you too. Me, nothing will happen. I'm telling you. You, I don't know. I'm afraid.
Why was he worried about that?
That's how he felt. He didn't feel confident enough. So they went to Katamon. They actually lost the child. When they came back after they were done shelling, Meir Sharon was a wreck. Nothing left except for one building. Like there was one apartment that was untouched. Rabbi Yashiv's apartment was untouched. He really wasn't there. But he said, I'm afraid. For you, I don't know. But he was fine. He would have been able to. He just didn't know. So I can't take responsibility for you. Me, I'm telling you, nothing will happen to me. It's going to be fine. You, so they had to go. He caught them all. He didn't have to go anywhere. He was fine. He didn't hear the shelling. Don't get me wrong. The bomb hit him here. It didn't bother him. He wasn't afraid. Really, the bomb. They came to build a sukkah. His grandchildren said, "Oh, how are you doing, Zadie? Oh, hello. You need learning?" He sees them like 2 hours later. Ah, very good. See you later. Very nice. Are you doing the sukkah today? You didn't hear the banging and the right next time. Right, bang, bang. And nope. Didn't hear anything. You're doing it, you're leaving it. He didn't even notice. He doesn't know, doesn't see. He's just learning. He didn't even hear anything. It's unbelievable. That's what we want to get to. So how we get there, we have to daven and yearn and ask and ask and ask. 6 hours of Olas is an excellent way. That's just highly, highly recommended. Highly recommended. 6 hours of Olas is a big thing. Big thing. If you can, wonderful. But even do the 6 minutes of Olas. Try to do what you can. Don't be, Chasam Das, don't lose us. That's what we're holding. Chesed Das and Gvura Das. Bring it in. Chesed, the right kind of love for Hashem, for other people, the way I should, and Gvura, right limits. That's all Kiddush. That's all Kiddush. That's Ab Sagman Ben Ma is Chesed that makes you a person. You have proper Chesed. You have proper the ability to connect to Hashem. It's personhood that expands it up. You're not so tight. And then Vura, you have the right time limits of Das. Bringing in the Das, understanding. Hashem, help me understand you. We be with you. Fine. So then again, Jude of Dalit, and Ma is all Aleph. Right? Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, another Hey Aleph. And then Ben is Jude of Dalit, Ma is Machpelah. Everything's the same. Hey, hey, Vav, Vav, another Hey, hey. Fine.
What should the people sitting around the table here in Kiddush be thinking about? The guys making Kiddush, but what should the other people be focused on?
This is what they're supposed to be thinking. It's a Zohar. They're supposed Kiddush. To be. Again, I read this and say, wow, did I, you know, I used to read this every week. I don't remember a word of it. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Very little. The Das and the Moshe, I remember the main thing, what's going on, and maybe some things in the Vodaf from Tokyo, but like that. Reading it again, it's like totally, you know, Baruch Hashem, it's all good, it's Hashem, it's Yaakov Ishmael. So that's the first thing, those are the Bechinah. There are different Bechinahs going on. Like Kiddush is sanctifying, it's Hector Hashem. Every person will talk to them. Now the Rebbe, again, during Sefer Solomon, the Rebbe wants, his brother is buying him Shabbos. And people were talking all sorts of nonsense at the table. Whole day. Nonsense, nonsense. So his brother came after, during the summer. Came after like summerish, whatever, during the before Shavuos. He came after the meal. He said, "How'd you go Shabbos?" It was great, but a lot of nonsense people were speaking Shabbos table. She said, "Let me tell you what they were saying." He started explaining. He went back over all the conversations and explained their significance. And by the time he was done, it was time to daven Shabbos. So what does that mean? People, you know, if you're on a level, whoever speaks to you, you can pick it up. Have to be on the level. We're going to yearn to be on the level. We're going to be happy. Thank Hashem. I do Kiddush. I want to bring down sanctification. I'm a partner with Hashem now. Kiddush on wine. It's a very big thing. But whatever I can possibly do, I'm supposed to. I need to stand next to that Bechina, that Shabbos. I need to bring Shabbos into me. Change myself. I want to change. Why do you change? It's all changing. It's all transformative. We're all changing now. Transformative. We're all changing. But we need to. Try to keep, like sometimes when you feel a pressure, you can change. You have to bring the light of Shabbos in without pressure. I'm not having pressure to change. I have to change because I need to change. When we're under war, isn't that enough pressure to bring? It's something to work on. It's very easy to forget all about everything. Okay. Yeah, so these four elements have a labush. They have a labush. In the Shem Ek, and the Rebbe explains, the Zohar says, Ek means I'm getting ready to be. I'm preparing myself to be. That's the Bechina of Tshuva. When you want to bring in the Bechina of serenity with Hashem and Shabbos, of Tshuva, of Das, of Sodom of Das, of Gurus of Das, all these different Bechina, I want to bring it into myself. How do I do that? How can I do that? So you need to know that I'm not yet a completed, I'm not yet complete. I have to fill things in. I have to yearn. I want to prepare myself. That's the Bechina of Ima. That's also the Bechina of Tshuva. There has to be the different elements of Tshuva. How to prepare myself for the serenity. I don't have that. How to prepare myself for the Bina, for the understanding and the Tshuva, and understanding one thing for the other, throwing out what's bad and keeping what's good, avoiding what holds me back, and then how to bring the Das in Lamaisa, also Chassadim, also Gvur. So there are these three levels of Ek and preparing myself. There are different ways to spell. The Ek is also a Yud, or Hey, or Aleph. Yud is connecting more to the next world. That's for the Chochmah and Bina, Shut. And then the Chassadim of Das is Hez. That's this world. I'm sorry, Aleph. That's bringing Hashem into this world. Kivyachol, but this Aleph bringing Aluf Hashem, bringing the opposite of the world, bringing Hashem into the world. And then we have ourselves Hez. Hey is this world. Even this world, even the Machin of the Ben, even the limits, having limits right. I can have limits without blowing up, without going crazy, without feeling pressured and overwhelmed. I can have limits without. I don't have to wait till the deadline to work. I can work before the deadline. I can. Being in a place is a good place. That's the idea. That's his bechinas. So that's what we want to get to. There's these three different levushim. So you have Aleph and Pei is the same always. This is Aleph. And then you have Hey, either Hey Yud or Hey or Hey Aleph. And the Yud of Dal is the Yud. So that's Aleph K, Yud K. Different ways to spell it. These three. So we have seven shemes, right? We have Chochmah, Bina, and Das. Das is divided into two, but they're both the Bechina of Das. So we have Chachmah is in Alfin, Yud, right? We have Bina is in Alfin, not Chachmah Bina in Yud. Chachmah is in Alfin, Bina is Chachmah is in Yud, Bina is in Aleph, that's how he's doing it, and then Chesedim and Gvurot are in the Hayes. Fine. That's the basic idea. So it's not, so then both the aspects of bringing the Das in, Chesedim, Das, and Gvurot, that's bringing it in, bringing my understanding, I have applied knowledge and really be there, that's the nickness to everything, says really feeling it, that's all the Bechina of Hayes at this world, on a simple level. I mean, the Risa, we saw the Risa, so when you write it out that way, it comes out to Gamatria Kas. You're dealing with your anger. What holds me back from bringing what I know into myself? One big thing is I'm angry, or I'm frustrated, or I feel upset, I feel distressed. So I have to be very careful how to deal with that. I have to counter that by bringing in knowing I need to change myself. I'm ready to be. I'm ready to become something different. You know, like a butterfly, we can open up and become what we are, really are, with really a real person. But Wasserman said, a person to be able to be a mensch in this world really, and really connect to Hashem, and do business, do whatever you need to do, you can be on such a high level, it's a pity you shouldn't be a Rosh Yeshiva. It's so not simple to be really holding. So he says, these seven names, they're each, of course, spelled out with 10 letters, pretty much. Right? However you write them down, it's 10 different letters. So it's 70. That's Yayin. That's wine. That's all imbibed with the wine. He said, now there are two different bechinas, right, of levush. When you want to reach the malchus, when you want to reach the lowest part of yourself, in Kabbalistically, there's two different aspects. You have the netzach yehodah sort of ima, that's one. That's the higher element. There's a bechina of hashkacha, which is guiding us. So that's the nekudos, so we say. That's like vowels. That keeps us moving the way we want to move, the way we should move. And sometimes we can try to resist, sometimes we can't, but the mitzvah, there's a certain pattern we're going through. We are hit with our old things we messed up, and now we have to sort of try to fix whatever we can fix, with whatever we're given, whatever we were granted. So that's the bechina of ima. And then you have the bechina of the amp itself, the bechina of the diamonds, the amp. That's the bechina of, again, this different emotional states which I have to keep God into, not lose side of Hashem, whether it's in my chesed, when I'm being kind. I want to remember Hashem. I'm being kind in order to connect the world to Hashem, to build the world, to connect to Hashem. Not only also because I'm a kind person, but also because bring Hashem into picture. When I want to have limits, also, it should be with holiness. The same thing with Kippur, it's truth. Know how to use truth and to bring you to Hashem, real truth. With nothing, they told of nothing about a certain masculine who would say he never lies. He said he might never lie, but he's living a lie. You have to be really truth, really alive, really, really there, genuine. Not only, and it's for us also, you keep the mitzvahs, you don't keep the mitzvahs. You have to know that sometimes certain behaviors, certain ways of comporting myself are just not acceptable, and that's living a lie. That's living a lie. That is contradiction to my emunah b'tochen, even what I really have. And I didn't realize that I'm contradicting now my emunah b'tochen, that I have, that are part of me. I have to stop contradicting it, to start building it. So that's the bechina of the Adam is there. He says we have two different elements. He said the person's hand is one thing. He said, and then you have the cup. He said the cup is a night of ima, the bechina of the mitzvah, you're sort of ima, bringing down a higher level, bring it in. He said, and the hands are holding on to my emotional state so I can reach even when I'm my nefesh bahamnes, when I'm things that are weakest for me. That's how he explains what Kiddush is about. What is the cup? What is the wine? So the wine is, again, these four different levels of mochin, plus the three different holders, which means each thing would hold, what enables me to hang on to the level, is the desire and understanding I need to change. How will I change? Kiddush will help me change. How will I finally change? That's the way. So that's A. You have three. You have four shemas. One of das is the same, which is two different levels of das. Cover me to dust, and that's what I'm taking in when I take in the wine on Kiddush night. And the two different elements that enable me to get to the lower state are the cup itself, which is night of ima, that's the higher level, and then the person's hand, which is the represents the bechina of holding Hashem in my emotional states. Then it can reach the lowest parts. That's number one. So number two, said there are seven yuds in Ab and Sar, right? We said yud vav dalet, and then all yuds in Ab. So it's hey yud, vav yud vav, and another all yuds, hey yud. And then Sag is the same thing, except for Vavalpo. So you have 4 yuds and 3 yuds and 7 yuds. At 70, that's also the iron. Fine. Kish by day, he's going to take a little bit of a. He goes now, what do you think of Kish by day a little bit when you're looking at the cup? I think we'll stop for now. This is enough of this a little bit today, Baruch Hashem. Maybe we'll make Kiddush one day, that would be great. Just after this month, that's a. Okay, so now we're doing a little bit of Spirit of the Law. Oh.